Just as it seemed that things were beginning to calm down in Lebanon, terrorism struck again. A bomber detonated a car bomb at a security checkpoint located at the entrance of Lebanon's eastern Biqaa region. The attack left at least two people dead and many were injured, most of them civilians.
Members of the internal security forces at the checkpoint stopped the vehicle and the driver blew himself up as police officers were searching the car.
The target appeared to be the head of Lebanese General Security, Abbas Ibrahim, who said the blast occurred just moments after his convoy had passed by. Reports also indicated that the Israeli Mossad had obtained information that the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Abdullah Azam brigades were plotting to assassinate Ibrahim. The attack is the first of its kind to be carried out in months. Hence, it appears the country is witnessing the spillover repercussions from Iraq, and more broadly speaking, the spillover repercussions of geopolitical rivalry.
What happened in Iraq now, and also to create troubles in Lebanon, many sides are involved. Prime Minister Maliki did accuse Saudi Arabia for being behind Daesh, and the Saudi did deny this. In my opinion, who did finance and at the beginning?
This terrorist attack coincided with a raid which was carried out by the Lebanese army in search of terrorist suspects at the Napoleon Hotel in western Beirut. The raid was conducted amid new information of terrorist plots to attack new targets in Lebanon. The latest developments in Lebanon are no doubt related to the regional developments, whereby Takfiris appear to be attempting to stage a regional comeback from Iraq. Therefore, just like Syria, the defeat of Takfiris in Iraq is essential for preserving Lebanon's stability. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.